Our CES 2015 coverage is proudly powered by the Microsoft Store. Show it on the big screen with the wireless display adapter. Make the grade with Office 365 University, or get the tablet that can replace your laptop with the all-new Surface Pro 3. The Microsoft Store has it all for everyone. So go get your favorite gadget at f5live.tv/Microsoft.
Hey guys, Scott here with f5live.tv, part of the Tech Podcast Network at tpn.tv. I'm here with Danielle Duobu.
Good.
Tell us about your product.
So, Immersys is a technology of immersive solution in virtual reality.
Okay.
Okay, and so what it does, it is specifically designed for gamers.
Nice.
Okay, and first we make a 3D model of the room, any shape of room, and then we make a projection at 180 degrees in order to fit with the shape of the room. So you are no longer in front of a game, but you are really you are in the middle of the game.
Very cool. Now, we saw a video, a rendered video from Microsoft a year or so ago about the Xbox projector, which I don't think was supposed to be released to the world. This sounds like you've actually managed to bring that concept to life.
Actually, so it's a little different from Microsoft, because Microsoft is working mainly with a Kinect, and they are starting from the screen in the middle of the wall, and they are making interpolation. So they start from the screen and they create images around the screen. Okay. What we do is totally different. We start from the overall scene, the 3D game. Okay. And we can integrate a screen inside an overall projection. So it is totally different.
Very cool. So that's why I asked these questions. Okay, so we've gotten an opportunity to see a little one of these kind of in action over here. And we see a model behind us. How big is the real life version of this guy?
So the real size will be about 2 meters high. So in American, yeah. But this is a hardware side of the project.
Okay.
This is a projector, specific projector with LED technology. But what is important as well is the software.
Sure.
That will work on the either on the console or on the PC. Okay. And on the PC, the software will make the deformation of the image in order to fit with the shape of the room, and that will be calibrated with the projector. So really, two pieces of element into the overall solution.
So obviously, this isn't going to just work with a video game. What would it take for a developer, say, to make their game compatible with this?
So we have a first stage. Yeah, it's really to make it compatible. So it means we provide with a plugin. For instance, a developer using Unity 3D. And it will take 3 minutes for the developer to make his game compatible. So easy. But then the second stage is to improve, to enrich the gameplay. Because at the moment, the game is done for a screen flat. Okay, so what we provide is really a full immersion. So he will have to think about new ways to interact with the application, with elements coming from the right or from the front. Very different, much more possibility to enrich the gameplay.
Making sure that you're not disposing of UI elements once they leave the frame, things like that.
Yeah.
Because it would be weird to have a guy walk off the screen and then vanish.
Yes.
What?
We have to... Actually, we have to create new practices.
Sure.
And so we provide the technology, but we know that we have to rely on the creators, on the developers, to really enrich those gameplays. We can give best practices, but we want to be very open and to partner with those developers in order to enrich their game and get more gamers happier with the games.
So what kind of timeline are we expecting on this product?
So first, we launched this product on Kickstarter, okay, end of this week. So, and the plan is really to have, so the software is working. We still have, depending on the feedback on from Kickstarter, we will define the final specification, and we plan to have the overall solution available in October, November 2015. Okay?
So that's a pretty quick turnaround, especially for something in Eureka Park.
Yeah, because what is very important is the software, and then it's a question of industrialization to optimize the software and the hardware together, and so it doesn't take so long.
So we're launching on Kickstarter the end of the week. That means that we must have an idea of price points.
Exactly, yeah. Price point is we want to be very aggressive.
Okay.
So it will be $2,500 with including the projector with 3,000 lumens. Okay, full HD. So it's already a good, very good projector. With a Kickstarter, the price will be cheaper,
okay,
because we want to give awards. I mean, to for the early adopters,
sure,
it will have to be cheaper.
Sure, you want to incentivize people to have it, because
exactly,
if people have it, then developers will be more likely to include it in their games, and then
exactly,
more people will buy it.
You understand everything.
It makes perfect sense to me. So if I were a game developer and I wanted to make sure my game was working in time for your October-November timeline, is there a developer kit available?
Developer kit will be, developer kit, for instance, for Unity is available right now.
Fantastic.
Okay. We have a sort of the first version of developer, beta version of the developer kit for Unreal. Okay. But we developed a new universal plugin for any 3D engine.
Nice.
Okay. So, but I believe we provide the technical support, and so it's a question really of a few days to have a product available, improved, taking into account a few more immersion. So, okay.
Very cool. Well, I look forward to seeing this thing in the wild. And thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Okay. Was a pleasure.
For continuing CES 2015 coverage, stay tuned to F5Live.tv and TPN.tv. From Windows to Windows Phone, Xbox to Office, the Microsoft Store has it all. You can get consoles, accessories, games, Office, Office 365, Lumia, laptops, and tablets, all by going to F5Live.tv/Microsoft.